You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And welcome back live at the Water Street Grill in Toms River. Kevin, Ed, and Matt talking high school football, a little college football with Monmouth coach Kevin Callahan a little bit later on. Here's what you need to know about St. John Vianney's season. They had four losses. Those four losses, Rumson, Red Bank Catholic, Colts Neck, and Del Barton. Impressive group.
Four playoff teams.
The head coach of the Lancers is Andy Carlstrom. Just finished up his second season and finished it up well with a 19-14 win over Matawan last weekend. And he joins us for a couple of minutes. Coach, how are you? Good to talk to you tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Good to talk to you. And I guess, as I said, that kind of sums up your season. No cheap losses there. Four very good teams. But I'm sure what you're most happy about is the six wins.
Yeah, it was really good to get a six-win season. You know, last year going 5-5, it was nice. That was the first time they hadn't had a losing season at St. John's since 06. And now this year coming in, 6-4. And making the playoffs, it's a building process. We're turning a program around, and we're taking all the right steps. And like you said, the four losses, I think their combined record is 35-5 right now. Those teams that we lost to.
Coach, when you think back at the season, and I can remember where we were on this game. We were doing a game in Toms River, and paying attention to the score of this game in late September. And Manasquan is blowing you guys out, basically, at the half. And then as we kept getting updates on the game, it seemed like things were turning around, and you wound up winning that football game 39-35. As you look back on it, is that kind of, and I'm sure Thanksgiving has special meaning with the weekend matchup against Matawan, but does that Manasquan game really define what this team was all about this year?
Yeah, that was a big turning point, really, for our season, because if we lose that game, we don't – I think we might not end up anywhere near where we ended up at. But, being down 35-6, you're sitting there going, whoa, what just happened? And we went in at halftime and we just kind of told the kids, you know what, with our offense and the things that we do offensively, we could probably win this game. And, the kids responded and the defense played great in the second half. And, at the end of our last practice last Friday, at the end of my last practice of every season, I have what's called the last hit. I have the seniors line up, and they give advice to the underclassmen, and they say one memory that they have and one thing that they would do differently and that the underclassmen should listen to them. And almost every kid to a man said they remember that last touchdown against Manasquan with 19 seconds left. It was exciting for everybody.
Coach, you graduated Anthony Carlucci, who, by the way, was a tremendous player. Enjoyed watching him in the All-Star game. He did a nice job there. Threw for 2,400 yards, 24 touchdowns last year. So you're sitting back over the winter, and you don't have a quarterback coming back. And then all of a sudden, Billy D'Amato shows up from Bishop R. and sort of fell into your lap. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a blessing. It was a surprise when it happened. Out of the blue, Billy just showed up. He had some situation where him and his family had to move. They were living in North Brunswick, and they had to move down to Manalapan. And obviously, the trip from Manalapan to Bishop R was not going to work for them. So it worked in our favor, and Billy came in and. He'd already started 16 football games coming in as a junior. He started 16 games as a freshman and / sophomore at Bishop R. And he came in with a great set of tools and a lot of knowledge of the game. He's a 4.0 student. So he did a great job for us, stepped right in and kind of took off running once we started in the 7-on-7 over the summer.
And well, one of the things he had a great target in senior Ishmael Hyman, who is a big-time receiver, had a nice game against Matawan, caught a 26-yard touchdown pass. I'm sure those two clicked quite a bit, and that was a good combo for you.
Yeah, it was a great combo. Unfortunately for us this year, Ish got hurt in the Redmond Catholic game, and he was nursing a knee for a few games, and he actually missed a couple games for us, and that definitely hurt us down the stretch, you know. But once, I mean, not really down the stretch, but in the middle of the season there. But once he got healthy again and got back, and those two got their timing back, you know, in the Raritan game, Ish caught the touchdown pass in overtime. It was just a quick slant that he took 25 yards on the first play overtime. And, you know, and then in the Mattawan game, he stepped up big time for us and had some big catches in big moments.
Coach, as you kind of referenced earlier, you know, sometimes winning seasons are hard to come by, and they have been hard to come by at St. John Vianney. So you finished 6-4 this year, and you certainly know the area, former coach at Holmdel, and you know Raritan up that direction and Mattawan, and maybe Vianney in the shadow a little bit of what Red Bank Catholic has done from a Catholic school perspective. How does St. John Vianney and the Lancer football program continue to build and get better rather than take a step backwards?
Well, you know, it was a big deal for us to make the playoffs this year because it was a great experience for our team to go up to Del Barton and actually experience what a playoff football game is, and especially the playoff football caliber that's in the non-public in the state of New Jersey, especially up with the North Jersey schools. You know, we went up there, and they did a number on us. You know, we scored first, and we were excited, but then it was all uphill for us from there. You know, and we brought all our freshmen up there. You know, every freshman that played for us this year, we dressed them, and we brought everybody. We went up there with 90 kids, and, you know, it was just something for them to see and then to know, all right, this is where you need to be to be a great football program in the state of New Jersey and non-public. And, you know, we played really well against Red Bank Catholic this year in the first half, and then they pulled away in the second half. So those types of games for us were good for our kids because they were able to see, all right, we're good, but we're not good enough yet. So we need to keep working and keep getting better. And they know in the off season it's really all about the weight room and doing everything they can to become stronger, faster, bigger.
Coach, I'm going to ask you to do a little scouting for us. You know, obviously you've played, like you just mentioned, Red Bank Catholic. It was in week 3 a long time ago. And then Del Barton in the same grouping here. They don't draw Del Barton, but they do draw St. Joe Montvale, who may be better than Del Barton. But can RBC compete on that level this year?
Well, you know, if anyone can do it, it's Red Bank Catholic. You know, they have a really good team. You know, we had our all-division meeting last night and sitting down with all our coaches, and Coach Portello was there. And, you know, he's a great guy, and he does a great job with his team. And, you know, they have that big offensive line. So, you know, when you have a big offensive line and you can run the ball, you can really stay in any game. You know, that being said, Del Barton, you know, I honestly hadn't seen that level of competition before. They were a very, very good football team. And St. Joe's Montvale just beat Don Bosco on Thanksgiving. So I know it's a tall order for them. But, you know, being that they're in our division and they're from the shore, we're definitely rooting for them. Even though they're our rival here, you know, once you leave the shore, sure, you know, we have to root for our shore guys.
Well, Andy, you did a great job. It clearly looks like this program is headed in the right direction. Your guys have a lot to be proud of, and you and your staff are to be congratulated. Tough division. It won't be easy next year, but certainly all things pointed in the right direction at Vianney. We appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. Have a great offseason. Look forward to seeing you next fall.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity, and, we appreciate every, as coaches, we appreciate everything you guys do to promote shore football, that's for sure.
Good talking to you, Coach. Thanks very much. Andy Carlstrom, the coach at St. John Vianney, gave you a little scattering report. I mean, this is a different level, is really what it comes down to. And we've said that in the past.
Exactly.
There's no secret on this one, right?
Yeah.
It's nasty up north.
It's high school.
It is.
It's high school to college, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing about St. John Vianney is that they are now a very exciting
football
team.
Last year they were as well.
You know, last year with Carlucci and D'Amato coming back next year,
yep.
I think they'll be fine next year.
Well, a team that threw the ball a lot in the last couple of weeks and maybe throwing it again a lot tomorrow is Southern Regional, the Rams. We'll talk with their senior quarterback, Dan Higgins, right after this break. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Whether it's a black tie wedding or a night out on the town with friends, let Lacey Limo be your designated driver for any event. Giants, Jets, and Eagles fans, tailgate in style at the Meadowlands or at the Link in Philly. Party before and after the biggest concert of the year. Enjoy a Broadway show and day of shopping in New York. Hit the jackpot in Atlantic City. And, of course, Lacey Limo will use more than 20 years' experience to help make your wedding day unforgettable. Lacey Limo's tuxedo-clad chauffeurs drive nothing but the best, latest model limousines and provide you with prompt door-to-door service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lacey Limo's stretch limousines and vans are always on time, always immaculate, always comfortable, and fully stocked with soft drinks, snacks, and glassware. To book your limo for a wedding, airport transportation, or any special occasion, log on to LaceyLimo.com. Lacey Limo, your designated driver for any event and the official limousine service of 105.7 The Hawk.
Water Street Bar and Grill in Tom Ziver is ready to spice up your holiday season with great drinks, incredible food, and plenty of good times. It's always the right time for Water Street with $5 pizza and $5 sangrias on Wednesdays, 2-for-1 burgers on Tuesdays, and happy hour specials every day of the week, plus live entertainment every Friday and Saturday. The closest thing to being at the game is watching it at Water Street. 21 HD TVs bring you all the hard-hitting action of every game, plus catch big drink and food specials during all NFL games. Looking for the perfect gift? Purchase a Water Street gift card online and receive a bonus $10 gift card with every $35 you spend. Whether you're looking for a nice family dinner, a fun night out with friends, or the best place to watch the game, you can't go wrong with Water Street. Baker's Water Street is located across from Huddy Park on Robbins Parkway in downtown Toms River. Visit them at bakerswaterstreet.com.
You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Southern Regional Rams on a little bit of a roll, especially offensively the last few weeks. One of the big reasons why is their senior quarterback, Dan Higgins, who's good enough to give us a few minutes on the eve of a big playoff game. Dan, how are you tonight? And thanks for giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
Pretty exciting time for you. Let's just real quick go back to Thanksgiving. The win over Central Regional and the renewal of that rivalry, and you guys playing on Thanksgiving Day again. How was that for you?
That was awesome playing back on Thanksgiving Day. You know, we haven't done it in a while. It was just really nice to play. Like, a real special feeling, especially my senior year, to have a game back, and we get to start Thanksgiving off with a win, which is always great.
By the way, what a way to cash in on that Thanksgiving. Young Mr. Higgins, 16 of 19, 216 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's not a bad turkey day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all for my offensive line. They did a great job up front blocking for me. Running backs did a great job setting up play action, which we hit a lot. And the wide receivers did a great job catching the ball. And they have a nose for the end zone once they get the ball.
Danny, what's going on with Coach Donahue putting the ball up so much? With Abe Gonzalez back there, you know, picking up 200 yards a game, had to be a little surprised, huh?
Yeah, we feel like team started stacking the box on us a little bit, so yep. Coach Donahue let me throw the ball a little bit, and we throw the ball around. We got a lot of targets out there, wide out. We got Kazicki, Hem, little Vinny Coleccia, and Ryan Jensen out there. And we got our big tight end, Anthony Spezia, who's always a big target to get the ball to. And it's just great to spread the ball around. But then, you know, they're going to stack the box. We'll throw the ball on them. But if they're going to give us the box, we'll give the ball to Abe or Robbie. and our offensive line will just will pound at them all game.
Dan, they say sometimes you learn a lot about your team during the course of a loss. Go back to the last time that you guys did. That was all the way back October 13th against Lacey, 21-19. And, you know, at that point you're 3-2 and maybe thinking that you don't have a chance to win the division, which Lacey wound up winning. But when you take – what did you guys take from that game that you've now been able to put together this unbelievable run, having won 5 in a row?
Yeah, we after that game, it was a tough loss. Lacey's a great team, and they're still doing a great job. They're in a playoff game too tomorrow night. We knew after that game we had to win our next three games, and we all came together as a team and said that it's ride or die time. And we knew we had to come together and take one game at a time. And we knew we wanted to get back in the playoffs like we did last year, and that's what we did, and that's what we're going for.
Well, you got in the playoffs as the sixth seed in South Jersey Group 5. You had a wild one at number 3 Washington in the opening round a couple of weeks ago, a 33-32 win for Southern, and looked like there was a chance you'd have another matchup with Toms River North in the semifinals, but Eastern came back to beat them 41-38, and that's where you'll be tomorrow night at Eastern, the number 2 seed, and on paper it sounds like there should be a lot of points scored here.
Yeah, we watched Eastern on film, and they put up points, but our defense has studied them real well, and we feel like we can shut them down. Tomorrow we got a great defense playing. We've been playing a lot better the last couple weeks, and we feel like we got them tomorrow on offense. Like I said, we're starting to click real good all together, running game, passing game, everything. Our offensive line's a big part of that. They started all up front for us, and then I give you the ball to either running backs, or I give you the wideouts, and we just find the end zone.
Danny, you know, in my estimation, you have the number one underestimated running back in the Shore, and that's Abe Gonzalez. Not a real big guy, but very strong and very durable. Tell us a little bit about Abe.
Oh, Abe, he's a great person. Coming in, we had two or three guys, and Abe stepped up right away, and he showed he could be our running back. He said he's not a real big guy, but he's very powerful, and he's very very underestimated with his size. He can run. He'll run through you, and he'll run around you. He's got all the abilities that a running back needs.
Danny, your numbers this year really good. Over 1,500 yards passing, 17 touchdowns. And we were forwarded some information from the coaching staff and the athletic department. I mean, you are now dotting the Southern Regional record book with some of these numbers. I know it might be hard for you to reflect on it right now, but what does it mean when you kind of get thrown into the mix with some of the best and the better quarterbacks to ever play at Southern Regional High School, and you're right up there with all of them?
Yeah, no, it feels great. You know, records are good, but it's my teammates that also helped me get those records. And like I said, records are one thing, but our main goal is to finish out the season and finish out the season outright with a sectional state championship, which we would love to do. Like, our offensive line, we got six or seven big guys up front with Bailey Bellissimo, Mark Heslin, Frankie Deason, Ryan Boyle, Tom Pasquale, and Nick Jinks. They do a great job blocking. That's where it all starts for the running backs and for me passing the ball. It's an honor to start for breaking some records. But we just want to finish it all off with a state championship.
Not only a good quarterback, but a smart quarterback who throws the plus out for his offensive lineman. Brilliant move, Higgins. You've learned very well. But this is all about tomorrow night, and it sounds like you have a pretty good feel for your team's ability to knock off Eastern on the road.
Yeah, I feel like we've practiced very well all week. We're very prepared for them tomorrow night. And we don't take anybody lightly, and we feel we can go in there and execute our game plan that we have been doing the last couple weeks. And we go in there passing the ball, running the ball, and our defense has been doing a lot better, and we can feel like we can shut them down tomorrow night and hopefully come out of there with a win.
Well, we hope you do too, and then advance to the state finals next weekend, probably at Rowan, and if all goes well, we'll be broadcasting that game. So we wish you all the best of luck to you and the Rams. Did a great job tonight. You've done a great job all season long. So thanks, Dan Higgins, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on tonight.
All right, good talking to you. Boy, nice young man.
Well spoken.
Yeah, well spoken young man. And hey, That's what you want in your quarterback. He's the leader of the pack.
You know, put up some great numbers.
Yeah.
Those numbers. 31 career touchdowns.
He broke the record of my friend Joe DiPasquale,
my buddy.
He broke Joe's record.
When I read that, Matt, you know, I'm very surprised. Huh? 31 career touchdowns.
You wouldn't think it if you're watching Southern the last couple
of
years.
Running
for sure.
The ball, you know.
All right, we're going to sort of break tradition because we're going to spend most of the second half, the final half hour, talking with Kevin Callahan. Scott Stump will jump in for a few minutes at the end, and we'll talk to Stump a little bit. But we're going to do our football picks now. We've got a few minutes before the break at the top of the hour. All of us last week, there was no movement because we all picked the same games. We all went 5-2. So for the season, Matt is the leader. 47-22. Ed and I are both a game back at 46-23. We've put all the playoff games on the board this weekend.
First year ever that the championship is up for grabs going into the last.
I agree. So let's start with the game we'll broadcast tomorrow night. Central Jersey Group 1 semifinals. Point Beach hosting Florence.
I like the Gulls in this one all the way. I think Beach is going to ride the wave to the championship.
Point Beach for me, too.
I'll make it the Beach as well. Hunterdon Central at Manalapan. Matt?
I'm going to take Manalapan in that game.
I will as well.
Little hesitation there, Matt. Yeah.
No, I was thinking about something else.
Yeah, I like Manalapan.
And I do, too.
On a mission.
Braves are on a mission. I agree. I think this will be one of the better games of the weekend. Neptune visiting Allentown. I'll go first. I've gone back and forth on this one. I think it's a toss-up game. For some reason, I'm going to go with the home team, Allentown.
I'll go with the Flyers here. I think Patterson, nice day, Friday night, puts the ball up, gets the victory.
I'm going to take Allentown, too. I mean, it's definitely a pick 'em game, and you go back and forth on it. You just wonder what Neptune team is going to show up.
Yeah. Well, they had that midseason lull where they lost two in a row, but good football team.
The other Central Jersey Group 1 semifinal, it's an all-shore matchup. Asbury Park looks to avenge a loss earlier in the season. Shore Regional, will they do that?
I think the Devils win this one for the second time over Asbury and get to the finals against Beach.
I have Shore in that game also.
I like Shore. My only concern would be if there's a hangover from the loss to Point Beach on Thanksgiving Day. We just talked with Dan Higgins of Southern. The Rams head to Eastern. Certainly the underdog on paper on this one. I like Southern. I picked them over Washington. I think they get to a state sectional final.
I'm taking Eastern.
So am I.
Good. That gives me a leg up on both of you guys. Middletown South at Colts-Neck. That's a rematch. Colts-Neck won the first one handily. Matt?
Colts-Neck again for me. I think they're too good right now.
Yeah, they are a good football team. Very impressed. You know, I hate to bet against ever Middletown South, but I'm going to take Colts-Neck.
Make it three straight for the Cougars, or three straight guys picking the Cougars. Long Branch at Nottingham. This should be another good football game.
Yeah, I think this is the really toss-up of the weekend, you know, because Nottingham is an excellent offensive football team. But I'm going to go with the Green Wave. Josiel Jackson is back. Dwight Clark ran 17 times last week. I'll go with the Green Wave.
I have Long Branch, too. I think they're playing as well as anybody right now in the area.
Yes. Under the radar all season long, but no longer. I like Long Branch as well. We talked a little Lacey Lions. I think the Lions have a tough game. This is a good Kingsway team. They'll host on Saturday. I think Lacey still comes out on top, though.
Yeah, they got to start quicker in the first half. They've been in a lull in most of their first halves. Got to play well right out of the gate, but I'll take the Lions.
Me, too. I have Lacey, too.
And finally, Red Bank Catholic is the number one team with the Shore.
Go ahead, Kevin. Take them.
They go up to St. Joe's of Montvale, ranked number one in the state. Do the Caseys pull off what would be a monumental upset and beat number one?
I think they keep it close, but I don't think they could pull off the upset. I'm going to go St. Joe, Montvale.
St. Joe's for me also.
There's got to be one, and I'm the one, and you'll see it in the Asbury Park Press tomorrow. Steve Falk, as a matter of fact, wrote me back. He said, are you sure about this? I'm going to take RBC.
I like it. Why not? I'm rooting for them. I'll take the loss.
Well, I know we're all rooting for them, but why not?
Yeah.
You know, I like the fact that Jim Portella weeks ago on this show told us we're not looking for moral victories. We're not looking to compete. Anything less than a championship is a disappointment. So let's see if they can get it.
I hope they do.
All right. Probably look like a fool Monday. What else is new? That's going to take us to the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break, guys, and then we come back. KC will join us. Kevin Callahan. We'll talk Monmouth University football heading in to the holidays. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.